get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 647, we're going to talk about how to add syntax highlighting in WordPress. You may wonder how sometimes code gets put into a WordPress website and it just looks different. It's got a different color. It actually looks like code and stuff. Well, there's a simple way to do that, and we're going to tell you how to do that today. Tim?
Yeah, so let me quickly explain syntax highlighting and why you want it. So if you just look at a block of code and it's all the same color, it's really hard to read. But what syntax highlighting does is it changes the colors for the different things. So for example, if you just have basic HTML, well, they're going to put the HTML tags in one color, and then the other things that you're writing in between will be black. And then that's like the most basic example. And so the more complicated the coding language, the more different colors are going to be used. And for it really just makes it easier on the eyes to read. And so if you've looked at tutorials on WordPress before, and they give you some examples of something to add to your functions.php file, and it looks really good, it's well formatted. Well, that's syntax highlighting. And so you might wonder how to get that onto your site, as David mentioned. There's a lot of different ways. The plugin that we recommend using is called Syntax Highlighter. And it is a really powerful plugin. It's actually, they've changed the name to Syntax Highlighter Evolved because they've added a lot of stuff. And so if you're using Gutenberg, it comes with a Gutenberg block. But if you're not using Gutenberg, then that's okay. You don't have to use it. So it's very, very simple, very easy to use. And that's how you do it. Anything to add to that, David?
No. A lot of people think you got to use code to highlight code and stuff. And there are many different ways, like Tim said, but this is probably the simplest, most easiest way to add syntax highlighting to your WordPress website. I guess my only question would be, why would someone want to do that? And you kind of answered it, which is, when someone comes to the website, a lot of tutorial, like Tim and I will do tutorials on our websites, Divi Life and Divi Space, and we'll do a lot of Divi tutorials and stuff where we'll give away free code and stuff to teach people how to do this. And this is when these types of plugins or this type of syntax highlighting comes in handy, because as you're learning, at least for me, it was helpful to know this is a body, this is a head, this is a, and having that highlighted out in that code and stuff allows me to, target what I want if I want to make some edits or changes and stuff to it. So I hope that made sense.
Yeah, and so I use David and I both use Divi. We're big Divi people. And so I actually use a Divi module. It's from DiviBooster.com, a module called Code Snippet module. And basically it's a Divi module that allows you to pop in your code, and then it allows you to customize. They have different color schemes built in. And so you can choose one that kind of matches the site and everything. And so that's what I use, and I love it. It works great. I've used it for years now. But if you're not using a page builder or you're using a different page builder, then the plugin we mentioned is free. It's been around a long time. It has 40,000 active installations, 4.5 stars. Can't go wrong with the Syntax Highlighter Evolved plugin.
Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic for you. We are going to talk about how to use header tags properly for effective SEO. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.